With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your reading's getting better as we go through the...
I'm stumbling a little bit. I think it's because we're 4 hours in to our six-hour podcast, which I'm very excited about. I'm loving to all of our sponsors, to all of the people who keep donating.
You're loving to all of them.
I'm loving, sending all my loving.
To all of you.
I'm Mr. Love, loving. To all of the people who are always donating, to all of our sponsors, everyone who's
involved. We've raised over £10,000 already.
Which is... thank you very much. Right, we got it. We got our brand new guest coming on. We saved the best till last, obviously. Not that, hopefully all of our other guests don't listen to that. If you do, I'm only kidding. But she's probably the coolest person we've ever had on our podcast. And before that, I was probably the coolest person. So this is how cool this person is. Are you ready for this? Why are you looking at me weirdly when I say that?
Just because it was an interesting turn of phrase, but yeah, let's go. Let's...
Right, please welcome to the table, Snoochy Shy! Alright.
We've got to do that sometimes. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. On the mic and check.
Oh, mic this chick. Oh, mic this jet. Look at me. I'm checking the mic.
Oh, my days. What are you saying? Oh, my God. You look so fly. My name is Shy. Don't ask me why. Oh, my.
Look at me, my name is Jamie, my daddy gives me a lot of money.
And there we are.
Rap battle done, people!
Yeah, it's over. When it got to the dad part, it just got a little bit awkward, because obviously I don't know mine. So. Do you know what I mean? So, he ran away.
What do you mean he ran away?
He just disappeared.
He just went away?
Magician tactics, he just went, yeah.
He ghosted you.
He ghosted me. Yeah, that's it.
But isn't that what rap battles are about? They're meant to hit you deep.
Exactly, they are supposed to cut deep. To be
they
fair,
are, yeah. Right?
Should have been like, you don't know your dad, but yeah. I do. Something like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You don't know your dad, but I do.
Yeah.
And then I would go and do a boo.
Boo. Yeah. yeah. Exactly.
What a wordsmith.
Poo life.
I remember when I, on the theme of dads, I remember when I was younger, I went and took a poo, and had this really...
You haven't taken one since you were...
Back when I was five?
Yeah, when I was five, okay. I used to poo for myself. And now I just have a bag. Yeah. But I did when I was much younger, I had it. And I was scared, for some reason, of... The like splashback from the poo.
Oh,
the poo used to talk to me. Oh, like
what's going on up there?
Try and climb.
Let
back.
Me back in.
The poo used
that
to
film backdraft.
No, it wasn't the film backdraft, but it did. And so I used to have this fear of splashback, and so I stood. I used to squat on top of the loo. So I used my feet and my hands.
Oh, it's called the deep squat. It's actually a healthier way of doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just
You can get those squatty things, squatty potties.
Okay, well, I didn't have that. I was on a loo and I put my hands and my feet on it, and and I was doing.
Sorry, I'm confused. On hands and feet on the loo.
So you know the loo, yeah? So yeah. You'd put the loo seat down, and I would do this,
and then you broke the loo seat.
Oh my gosh!
I would squat like this. I would squat.
Surely that would make more splashback.
No, because the water would just not reach.
Oh, okay.
So there was more splashback, yeah, but not quite.
It wouldn't get out there.
Yeah, so when did you stop doing this?
Well, I stopped it when my dad walked in on me doing with my cousin, and because my cousin.
Why was your cousin?
I wasn't doing it with my cousin. Right. My cousin was very young. My dad was showing my cousin where the loo is, and he came in and they both caught me doing that. I was completely naked on the loo doing it. And he went, "What are you doing?" And I went, "Get out! Get out!"
Oh, gosh. But why don't you just put the toilet roll down? That's what I do when I'm around a lad's
house. Make a landing pad.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I've got VI poo as well, which is great.
Is that when you spray it?
You spray it into the toilet 6 times, right? Like, before you do the poo.
Do you spray perfume around with it?
Yeah, I do sometimes, but I don't need to poo today. I've already done one.
How smelly are your poos?
They're really bad. I'm so sorry. They're really bad because I eat Brussels sprouts on, like, a normal day. I don't wait till Christmas, so they're quite bad. But VI poo, it says on the instructions to spray it 3 times. I like to do 6. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just in case. Spray it, poo. Your poo smells of roses.
Does
what
it?
Is it? Yeah.
No half measures.
Really good.
Do you get all your friends and go, "Hey guys, come smell this. I'm not come check this smell."
I have done that, but you can't smell it. It's roses.
Really?
Yeah. So now I'm just really happy to poo these days.
Yeah, but this is okay. And I know we're gonna. I mean, it's tricky when the sort of toilet or bathroom kind of attributes. Is it attributes when you're in a relationship is tricky. All right.
Tributes.
What is it? I don't know what the
word.
I don't know what that means.
No, but as in like the sort of bathroom
toilet tributes.
The bathroom
toilet etiquette.
Etiquette. There we go.
There we go.
Tribute. Whatever. Tribute. But it's true, right? It's tricky, right? Are you still single?
I'm still single. Yeah, it's going to 5 years now. But I'm still single. I've been single for 5 years.
Do you think that is because you go on a date and then you?
Is that why you got the VIP?
I thought, you know what, it might change my life, and maybe a guy will actually. You know, like me, if I have nice poos.
But I think it's because you go, "Look, I need the bath," and they go, "Oh, do you need to go? Don't worry, I've got the."
Do you want to borrow my VIP poo? Or?
No, but that's what you got to do. Like when I bring people around my house, the tour is: here's the bathroom, here's the VIP poo. It's in the corner. Like,
really?
If you need to poo, just spray that. Do you know what I mean? But I think I'm single because, like, I obviously go on dates and stuff. But I'm like, just break the ice, just fart. Because then nothing can be more like
before it's even started.
Yeah.
When you're like meeting each other,
whack one out. Yeah, like I actually do that. I don't mind. I really don't mind.
But wait, hang on. So you do go on dates and you kind of date people and
I date people.
Do you fart before you invite them on a date?
No, I don't fart before, but like during the date.
But I'm not sure sometime that where breaks the ice.
It does because it's like whoa.
Yeah, but it's not. No, hang on. You're making it sound like sexy. You just went. The person does it. Goes. They go whoa.
Yeah,
no one has ever said when someone's farted gone, whoa, that is...
Like what you got.
Yeah.
I just think it's nice, you know.
Sprouts,
yeah. My farts don't smell, though.
So wait, hang on. And what kind of date do you like going on? So where do you normally meet guys? Is it a club? Is it in, like, a shopping
I'd say,
place?
Like, maybe a club. Yeah, let's say a club.
Which club?
Couple basement clubs.
So you're in the club and you're just bopping. Okay, here we go. And the guy comes up to you. So Francis, you're the guy. You're going out snooching. You go. Okay, what do you say?
Okay, right.
Cool. Here we go.
Yeah.
We're in.
Here we are.
Right.
You might be like, "Do you want a bus of wine? You
know, hey, do you want some wine?
Oh no, I mean." Yeah, exactly. But then the dance move, wine on your waist.
Yeah, what's that? You wine?
I'll go get us 2 wines.
Exactly. Yeah, let's see that.
Right,
there we are.
Wines.
Okay, so that's what happens. And then he goes, "Oh, and then what happens next?" And so you come back with the 2 wines and you go,
"I've got the wines."
Got the wines. The wines are there.
This is what you asked for.
Thank you. This is the wine.
And then you go like, "Hey, what's up?" Like,
"Hey."
"Hello."
"Hey.
What's going on? What are you saying?"
"I just really need to fart."
I think that's so fine. Like, go for it. And then we can have a fart off.
A fart off,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, we're not going to do it right now, though. That might be a little bit too far.
Okay, take the wine, because my
arm's
going to die. But what I was saying is that guys obviously come up to you the whole time, man, so I don't understand how you're still single. You're funny, you're cute, you're like, driven.
Man.
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I must be crazy. I know. I am crazy, actually.
Do you have the crazy side?
Yeah, I do have the crazy side.
No!
So I think it actually makes sense that I'm not in a relationship. I can't go back to
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Oh, I made four. Yeah, what can we say? Do you know what? Do you know what? I was actually dating a lad, and this isn't even
how
crazy.
How old was the lad?
yeah, I was dating a lad.
He was dating a lad the other day.
He was 10 years old.
no, okay, I'll say one of the crazy things I did, this guy broke up with me. This is like my last relationship.
Bastard.
I know. He broke up with me, and then he put on...
He burned his house down.
No, I went to his house because he put on social media, do you know what, I just really want a DVD right now of a pizza and ice cream. So I was like, this is my chance. He's just dumped me now. So I went to the shop, okay, I got pizza, right, a big one. I got ice cream, Ben and Jerry's, because that's what he liked, and I got him a DVD, okay?
And what was the DVD? What was the DVD?
Box, like, it was like Men in Black or something.
Or like Flubber.
It was like a really old... It was like Men in Black because it was like £2 in Sainsbury's. And then in the pizza box, I just... wrote inside it, and I was just like, let me in to your heart. And I was just outside his window with the pizza and the ice cream and the DVD, and he's just looking at me like a weirdo, and I was like, yeah. And I was going to walk off. But he actually let me inside the house and we got back together. So,
oh, right. So it worked.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, so then he dumped me two weeks later.
Oh. So you saw on social media, so he went round his house with a pizza and ice cream.
Yeah, pizza box. Barbecue base as well. And I don't like barbecue base, but he liked it, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, but also you're working all the time, so it's probably tricky as well to find, like...
Yeah. I don't think I've got time for a boyfriend at the moment anyway.
Because you're doing radio, right? Mm-hmm. You're doing Radio 1 Extra, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of, have you ever listened to Radio 1 Extra?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Love that. Who's your favourite on the
station? Yeah.
You are.
Thank you. Okay. Love that. My show starts in April, but thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to it.
Who's it, Francis? Who is your favourite? Because Radio 1 Extra play Grime.
Yeah, so
I love Grimesy.
Grimesy is sick as well.
Yeah.
I actually do like
Grimesy.
Grimes. That's
Grimesy.
Grimes? We're talking about Grime now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who are you've got
Giggs the artist.
Giggs, yeah.
Ryan Giggs the rapper.
Ryan Giggs.
Yeah. Giggs the rapper. He's a rapper.
He's
so, yeah, he's not grime, he's a rapper.
So what kind of genre is grime, then? Because I don't get the genres.
No,
Rush, shut up! Like, you know...
you know, how would
it's
you...
A, well, yeah, it's just, okay. You know, it's a kind of urban, dirty, grimy beats, and then that's how it all came to be.
Is that how it came?
Yeah. No, that's basically it.
So that's not how it came round.
Wiley started off grime.
Yeah, Wiley started it.
Wiley, yeah, Francis knew that.
But Wiley, and then... Well, I mean... Yeah, Wiley, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why, who else were you thinking could possibly start it?
Who's like your favourite grime artist?
I would say... No, yeah, Wiley's up there.
Yeah. What's your favourite like song of his?
Take Me Back.
Oh, okay, Take Me Back. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that.
With my pizza. Yeah.
Let me in.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to start from the beginning, though. So do you have a big family?
No, I don't. I've just got my mum and my brother because I don't know my dad. So, yeah, I've got my mum and my brother, and that's actually it. Yeah.
But have you always been this kind of personality where, like, super loud, super, like, entertaining, always... Because I imagine you were, like, the class clown at school,
no,
right?
I was very shy. Yeah, what? I'm still quite shy now, to be fair.
Is that why it's Snoochy Shy?
No, my name's Cheyenne.
Okay, so there, makes more sense.
But actually, my name was Charlotte, and then first day of year seven, my mum was screaming Cheyenne in the house, and I was like, who the hell is Cheyenne? So I'm coming downstairs, she goes, I've changed your name, I can't be arsed with it anymore, I don't like Charlotte, and she just changed my name and I had to go to year seven, first day, as Cheyenne.
Really? So you changed your name?
Yeah. No, my mum changed my name, yeah. She literally just randomly changed my name, but she's the only person to this day that calls me Charlotte. Nobody else.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she changed
But then Snoochie is a nickname, or is that the real name?
Yeah, Snoochie's a nickname. Oh, yeah, my nan used to say that to me.
But you have loads of... It's Snoochie, it's Snooch, it's Chi.
Chi.
I like the name Snoochie, it's cool.
I think it's Snoochie.
Sounds like a chocolate bar.
Yeah, this is true.
A Snoochie?
Really?
You think that sounds like a chocolate bar?
See what it means on Urban Dictionary.
What does it mean?
I don't know if we can say.
Wait, so Snoochie means... What does it mean in Urban Dictionary?
A wet vagina.
No, it doesn't.
It does. There's other things that it means as well. We've got a flaccid carrot that is normally in a refrigerator.
You're a flaccid carrot.
A wet vagina. And there's another one that we probably cannot say right now.
Urban Dictionary. I'm on Urban Dictionary.
Well, we can talk about...
Snoochie.
Okay, Urban Dictionary, Snoochie, cannabis grown to perfection.
Yep, there we are. My name is marijuana.
The female sex organ. I like to go out on a Friday night and get my Snoochie bang just like all the other girls.
Exactly.
That's literally what it says on Urban Dictionary. Snoochie, something small and tiny and cute. Oh, goodness, that little kitten is such a tiny Snoochie.
There we are. I'm not small, I'm quite lanky, so makes sense.
Or... Oh, God, yes. Snoochie is a...
Wet pussy? What?
Yeah, that's what it yeah. says. Yeah.
Yo, man, I got myself some snoochie last night.
Oh. Exactly. Oh, I should have known about that before.
I thought it was a cat in the rain.
No.
But how did you... So you grew up, so you were kind of shy, but then you'd go... Went and started doing radio, and which is the opposite to being shy.
Yeah, I started off styling first, and then I realised that I actually can't style people.
Styling
I can only dress,
it out?
Or? Huh? Styling it out.
Styling it out.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, styled a few people, and then I realised I can't style people. I'm just dressing them how I dress, so that's just not good at all.
Because what, you'd have someone, you'd bring in someone like Francis and then put...
Yeah, but would you wear this?
Yes.
Would you?
If you put it on me,
yeah.
You styled it.
There we are then.
Yeah, I could pull it off.
Maybe I could style you.
Yeah.
For like...
But you do have good style because you've added the belt, which is like so.
That
so
matches the top as well.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, the green. Yeah. Oh wow.
It's
yeah.
a green anaconda.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So wait, hang on. So you then went. So you went into radio because you then didn't realize that you couldn't.
What
dress
are you
people?
To say?
Well, you can. You felt like you can dress people. So how do you get into that?
I started off doing like a YouTube channel thing that I was like presenting and producing with my mates, and I did this thing called the.
Well,
Gigs
you wrote
Report.
And produced and did
yes,
everything.
Yes, I did. It was called the Gigs Report. So Gigs went away for a little bit, and I was like following him around.
The rapper,
not the footballer. Yeah, I was following him around, like reenacting his music videos and trying to find him or whatever. And then when he finally came back, his mum was like, "There's a crazy girl looking for you."
Were you a big fan of his? Or
yeah, I love Gigs. Okay, yeah.
And wait, then, did he know you were following him?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a part of the whole thing, right?
Oh no, he didn't know at that point. Obviously, his mum had told him, "There's a crazy girl trying to find you." Like,
she's got pizza
really
and ice cream exactly, the whole exactly. time. I don't know.
Another thing. And then, yeah, when Gigs came back, we did like a little spoof thing, and then I started presenting from there. Really
cool.
So, yeah.
But wow. that was kind of like your in, right? So you basically did. It's the same thing as like all these people who become, because I really feel like you're gonna become a big time presenter.
Oh, thank you.
No, I think, and also
he's hoping you'll say the same about him.
Yeah. I'm really
we're in this together.
I'm really
we're, do this.
We're really similar because I feel like we're both going to be big time presenters.
Yeah. Ant and Dec, like the new Ant and Dec.
We would be the new Ant and Dec. Yeah.
That is what's going to go on.
Yeah,
Snooch
yeah.
and Jamie. Yeah. Really has a nice ring to it.
I know that.
Look at the celebrities in the jungle. Mm-hmm. That's what we would be doing together. But did you know, like, there's all these rumors, like, so. You know how Dermot O'Leary is found?
Yeah.
Okay, how was he found?
He was an actor.
He wasn't.
He was a... Oh, no, wasn't he... I like Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah, he was a runner.
He was a runner on a TV show.
Yeah, he was a runner on a TV show and then became a production person, and they basically got him on because he was energetic and fun, and that's how he started his career. Same with Jamie Oliver. Jamie Oliver worked in the... what's it called? The River Cafe. And he was the sous chef in the River Cafe, and the head chef didn't turn up for filming wise, and they said, well, let's get Jamie Oliver to do it. And now,
now look at him, he's making jerk rice.
Who's making...
Jamie Oliver.
He's making jerk rice?
Yeah, jerk rice. Yeah. Yeah.
What is jerk rice?
Well, you tell me. I don't know what it is. I don't know if Jamie knows either.
No. Well, there's jerk chicken, which is the flavour that you marinate chicken and then barbecue it. And then I imagine jerk rice has that flavour in it.
It's got that flavour to it, yeah.
No, but what I do know is plantain.
Plantain. I'm so glad that you do say this, though. I'm really happy.
We've done this before.
I'm really happy that you say plantain.
Snooch and I first met, and we did like a little presenting job together as we're going to, you know, take over the world of presenting. Yeah. And we were talking about possibly the same thing. I said, oh, I like plantain.
Mm-hmm.
And you were impressed that I said...
I was so happy. I was like over the moon. Because plantain, I just don't know. I don't know.
So what is the... Plantain. So what is plantain, then?
It's the same thing. It's just that we all pronounce it differently, but... I'm like, plantain. And then some people would be like, no, it's plantain. So like when I hear people say plantain, I'm like, yes.
It's like West Side Story. They go to West Side and fight each other.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
In West Africa, it's pronounced plantain. But maybe in Afro-Caribbean culture, it's plantain.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was saying is, so there's that thing where you did that with Gigsy and then you come onto radio. So what was your first ever radio gig?
My first ever one, I was doing like a community station called Represent Radio.
Sick.
So I was doing bits on there, and then I moved from there to Radar Radio, and then after that I went to BBC.
But do you not find it hard when that radio mic goes live and you have to act all like completely normal? And
No, I find it.
Do you? Because if I get given a script like this, I find it hard to like be natural sometimes and be like,
yeah,
chill. But you find it super easy.
No, I love it. I think it's like, I don't know. I just find it really fun. I like talking.
Yeah, I know you like talking, but how many hours are you talking for when you're doing your Radio Extra? We haven't decided you're doing your radio.
Yeah, so when I cover at the moment, I'm doing a lot of daytime, so that's like 3 hours, but my show will be 2 hours, so not as much talking.
And will you be DJing as well, or...?
It depends on specific days.
But, and will you be interviewing artists?
Yeah, I want to interview artists. I want to make it like a really crazy show. You guys going to come on?
Yeah.
Oh my god, like that would be
your perfect demographic.
Yeah. I think that would be it. You should come on.
No,
you need to come.
I think I have a lot to offer to the grind.
So if you had to intro us, your new radio show. Here we go. You're introing us.
Okay. We're inside right about now. Bang on the table. Give him a little bit of a drum roll. Dun, 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 dun. We have Jamie and Francis Grime Gods inside the place. Drop a beat now.
Yeah. Hello. 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 All the way from West Chelsea. From West London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is working.
It was working.
Sorry.
It sounded like you were just banging a table.
Yeah, sorry. Like, I was trying to do like a little drum pattern. Do you know what I mean? Because I used to play steel pans back in the day.
You used to play with steel pans?
Steel pans, you know?
I
used to play with them.
I used to play with steel pans.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Now I used to play them. Yeah.
So that's your dream, to have your own radio show and just do it like that?
Yeah, basically.
What do you prefer more, though? Because I watched the other day you were on Don't Hate the Players.
Yeah, I went on there, so that was cool. I do a lot of stuff with MTV as well, so I present a show called Yo MTV Raps, which is pretty sick. I like that, and it's all about the music that I enjoy as well, and I'm hosting it with someone that I look at, like my older brother, so that's fun. But I think I prefer like on-camera stuff.
Yeah, because I honestly believe everyone always says it, because I have a radio show. You probably listen to it a lot. It's Heat Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We top up on all the showbiz gossip.
Oh, okay.
In the week.
Is that Heat Magazine?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But the radio side of it.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I didn't just read the magazine. And we do it. It's on 10 until 12 on Saturdays, and then it's repeated on Sundays, 6 till 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I had done television, and I found television like pretty easy to do. I could go on camera and I can kind of just do it. But when it came to radio, for some reason, I find it a tricky beast. But normally people find it the other way around.
I think radio's harder. Radio's harder because it's just your voice that you're relying on, whereas on camera you can stand there
and not do anything. They're still taking you in, right?
So exactly.
If you're not saying anything, there's just nothing going on.
Yeah, so... That's what I was trying to say.
But then also, when you were at school, did you not go and do loads of plays and things like that? Were you not in like the school plays, or were you just being super snooty?
No, I wasn't in the school plays. I did dance once in the middle of the assembly, which was really, really bad. Tried to do like street dance. And my mum actually taught us the routine.
And forced you to do it?
No,
what?
No,
just said, right, you guys are going to get up in the middle of assembly and dance.
You're going to do this. No, she used to teach dance at our school.
And your name's not Charlotte.
It's not Charlotte anymore. But yeah, I got up there, did a little bit of it. I can still remember the routine, actually. Dun, 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 dun. Something like that. Yeah, I did that.
Do that again.
Do you know what I mean?
But then there was like a body pop thing.
What is that body pop? I'm glad that you realised it was a body pop.
Do
you know what I mean?
So it's just like you're having a panic attack.
It's true, actually.
I can't breathe properly.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually doing it the wrong way, but yeah.
Where you grew up in London?
Yeah, I grew up in South.
South London. Yep. I thought maybe you grew up. Yeah. Where in South London?
Peckham, then Lewisham, then Eltham, then Lee, now Blackheath.
Cool.
Yeah.
You've never been to South London?
Yeah, I have. I'm in Elephant and Castle right now. That's South London.
Yeah,
okay.
Isn't it?
Wow.
Is Elephant? I can't remember.
And I've been to South London. I've been to Kent. That's
no, Kent is no. We're not going to do this.
It's still on the way. Bromley is on the way south, isn't it?
No.
Is it not?
No.
Okay,
no,
fine. No. I've been to Waterloo.
Okay. I forget that Waterloo South. You know, it's a really nice place over there.
Well, yeah, next to the London Eye.
That is exactly. tourist right, South. So that's where we are.
No, but I hang out in South London a lot. You never hang
out. Where do you go?
I used to go to a lot of parties down in South London.
Where?
This is the problem that I have now.
A long time ago.
This is the problem I have now with London, okay? I feel like West London is so boring.
Yeah.
It is. It is so boring. There's nothing like going on there. And you know when you go east and things like that, it's like super vibey, it's super fun. Everyone's out on the streets.
Just raving it out.
Everyone's on the
streets. Yeah, on the streets, raving. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Everyone's on the streets. But they are.
Yeah.
And in West London, you don't have that. Everyone's like in their houses. There's no like fun places to do. Notting Hill is the kind of same vibe, I feel.
But still, like, I guess there's not that much going on in the evenings in Notting Hill during the week, as much as there would be in East London or South London.
Yeah.
Quite a lot.
I don't really go out in South, to be fair.
Do you not?
No, I go out in East all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'd probably bump into each other.
Probably. On a night out. Where do you normally go? Just going to turn up.
Yeah. Where do you guys? Hey!
Oh my gosh.
Where do we? How old? Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 26.
So you're 26. Okay, I'm 30 now. So now that I've turned 30.
I thought you were much younger than 26.
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, I just didn't think...
Thanks, man.
I think I'm only younger than 30.
No, I know you're 30.
Okay, well, okay, if you didn't know I was 30, look at me.
40.
No, it seems you do. You look very young, which is a good thing. But now that I've turned 30, I feel like I don't really want to go and party as much.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're 26, do you feel like you want to party as much?
I've been out every single night this week.
So, have you?
Yeah, every single night.
But, like, going out till what time?
Yesterday I got home at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I ended up in Ilford. Don't know how, but
I ended up in Ilford.
No, I don't know what it was actually. I went to an event that was going on, and then after we ended up in Ilford. And
what goes on in Ilford?
I don't know. I really don't know. I honestly can't explain.
Can
what
you
happens.
Not? Why are you? We're friends, right?
Yeah.
Why can't you invite Jamie to these?
Yeah, just don't pester her. Look, yeah, I'm gonna tell you. We're friends, aren't we?
Yeah, we're friends.
No, but that's not honesty. I don't feel the honesty. Just
no, we're actually friends.
Okay,
so
okay, we'll say it again. Look,
we're friends!
No, don't. Just,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're friends. We're friends, aren't
okay.
we?
Okay. We're friends. I can't say it. Yeah. We're mates,
man. So why wouldn't you go like, hey, Jamie, why don't you come out with me?
To Ilford?
Yes.
I don't know about that. No, because
well,
it wasn't a good...
That would be
it
terrible for a street cred.
No, but it wasn't a good rave.
Why would
I think we could all hang out, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean... Yeah, I guess.
Go to a couple. Exactly.
But
I come out when I'm DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on the mic. Do you know what I mean?
I'll be booed. I can't do it. I went to Chester to a nightclub and I was booed there, let alone in Ilford.
In Chester? What happened? What did you do?
I just... it was terrible. I had to go and do... Got asked to do... I haven't done one of these in ages. I get asked... We used to, in the past, get asked to do these personal appearances.
Mm-hmm. Now you asked.
now I go, look, I'm really strapped for cash and I really would love to come do it. But I was asked to do a personal appearance in Chester. And I went up there to Chester and I went to... What is the nightclub called? Is it called Liquid? Maybe it's Liquid.
Oh, Liquid.
The Chester... Yeah. The Chester Rooms.
It's not the Chester Rooms. I went to Liquid and I got into the nightclub and then I looked into the crowd and everyone was like, 17, 18. I mean, they were so young.
Mm.
And they went, they got the mic. They're like, oh, we got Jamie Lang from Chelsea here. Give it up. And everyone just looked at me and I went, oh my God. And suddenly the mic was in front of my face. So I kind of went, what up, everybody?
Oh,
and the guy in the front just gave me the finger.
Yeah. No, man. You should have done it back, though.
What? Done it back to him? Oh, you little 17 year old. I'll come down and. Tell your parents that you shouldn't be
here. Get him out now.
Get that kid out.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I am actually, so I was DJing the other night at a gig, 10,000 people there in Ali Pali, and then my friend took over and I got on the mic, decided, I'm Wave, let's get on the mic, Got on the mic, dropped, spread out on the floor, but then I ended up breakdancing and styling out and stuff like that, but that was really embarrassing.
Wait, how did you drop?
Because I was on a platform.
So you just
fell? Do you know what, the stage isn't enough, let me get on a higher platform. Come on, let's go!
And did it collapse?
No, I just fell over. Yeah, I just dropped, but I dropped on the beat though.
Oh.
I dropped on the beat.
So it looked like you were dancing.
And I went Orin Sinsa. I dropped on the beat, yeah.
Wait, say that again. Orin Sinsa.
Orin Sinsa. You know,
Orin Sinsa.
With a little bit of luck, yeah. We can make
with
it.
With a little bit of luck,
you know,
we will get us through the night.
No, please. You obviously guys know that song.
Yeah, I know. With a little bit of luck, we will get us through the night. With a little bit of luck, we will skate through the night. With a little bit of luck,
we will make it through the night.
With a little. I'm going to do an a cappella one of this.
With a little.
With a little bit of luck.
Exactly.
But so you DJ a hell of a lot then around the place?
Yeah.
Like do you MC as well?
No.
But you did on that night?
Yeah. And I won't do it again because I dropped.
MC, so. Have you ever... I feel like, Francis, what was your DJ name?
Well, no, I
DJ Cat Breath.
DJ Cat Breath.
Right.
That was his DJ name.
That was a kind of jokey DJ name, but...
Yeah, but kind of serious at the same time.
Yeah, it was kind of serious.
It was a joke when he realised he wasn't booked, and then that was...
I don't think I ever marketed myself as Cat Breath. That was just... That was just a joke. Because I thought it was a funny name for a DJ.
I think that's a good name, yeah.
What?
Because it's funny thinking of Cat's Breath.
Is it?
Yeah. I know, I feel like it is, but I wouldn't, if I was going
to... I mix more tech house.
Oh, okay, tech house. I can vibe to that.
Yeah.
What? I just don't get any of this language. It's like Elvish. I don't, like, what do you mean, tech house? Is that like...
No. What, like a house beat? But then you've got more tech, like techno elements in it.
In the top bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wait, so Snitch, what is your then DJ name?
Snitchy Shy.
It's just straight up there.
Yeah, it's just all the same.
Yeah, so keep it mine's simple. Just Francis Bull now.
Oh, okay.
So just keep it simple.
See, I would mix on mine. I would be like, DJ Gem.
DJ White Boy.
I would not be DJ White Boy. Yeah. We're coming out to see him.
DJ
Jamie White from Made in Chelsea. That's one really good marketing boy. Everyone come watch that.
Also, on the tombstone is Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea.
People would go, man. People would go, you know, what would you play?
What, at my funeral?
Yeah, what?
What would I DJ at my funeral?
Yeah.
What would I play if I was a DJ? I would play... I think I quite like, you know, old school hip-hop.
You like the
90s
the
hip-hop.
Music they play on the tube, don't you?
No, I don't. I do. I'm a big fan of 90s hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah. Really? Like, name one 90s hip-hop.
N.W.A. There you go. Do you want to name some more?
Yeah, but all right. Name
Run DMC. You want some more?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Biggie Smalls, you want some more?
Yeah.
This is Notorious B.I.G. for other people.
If you don't... obscure.
Okay.
That's quite mainstream.
Okay. Okay. You want something obscure?
Yes.
The Aretha Franklinators. You ever heard of those people? It's a band together.
No.
You don't know them?
No, I've never
heard of them. Well, you name some 90s people then. Go on.
Souls of Mischief.
Right, we're going to take a little moment there because Snitchy, you know, we like to read our diaries on the podcast. Okay, so every single week we read a little bit of a diary. So today I thought I'd read you a bit of my diary.
Okay.
Are you excited for this?
I'm really excited.
Okay.
We're friends.
We are friends.
We're friends.
Ooh.
We're all friends here.
Who do you like more? Be honest.
What? You guys?
Yeah.
Well, I just met Francis today, so I'm going to say hello, Jamie.
Yes.
But weekend vibes.
Yeah.
He gave me 2 glasses of wine.
Thursday. Why do I keep having incredibly vivid dreams? They're also the type of dreams where I wake up and don't really know if they're real or not. Do you ever have that? Do you ever have dreams where you wake up and go, was that real? Was
yeah,
that not?
Yeah, all the time.
Sketchy, right?
Yeah, it's weird. You have them dreams as well where like someone's in the room and you're awake.
Yeah.
And then you can't move.
That's sleep paralysis. Yeah, that's when you're exhausted. I had that the other night.
That's freaky.
Do you get that thing with I get it where this person comes into the room and like she has hair over her face and then she comes to my bed and she screams.
Oh my God, that's the same person coming into my house.
Like, it's actually me. That's how I know. Yeah. Hi!
I'm back. Oh my gosh.
But it's scary, right?
No, I don't like it.
It's from exhaustion. It's from exhaustion, though.
Yeah.
Well, my one was coming in. Deprive yourself of REM sleep that you have.
REM, that's another band for you. It's actually an incredibly terrifying experience waking up from a dream and not knowing whether you dreamt or it actually happened. I've been told you dream for 20 seconds each, so they're little segments pushed together, and that's why sometimes they don't make sense. That's all I've got for you there.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, that's
sorry, I thought it was going
to continue. But dreams are a weird one. I have the most vivid dreams at the moment.
What have you been dreaming about?
I dream I'm always being chased.
Oh. Well, that, have you Googled
what,
that?
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means that you've done something very bad in your past that you're worried
running
people are going to find out.
Mm-hmm. And you're running away from it, so...
Shit, that's quite worrying.
I haven't done anything bad in my past.
What you should go on dreamexplainer.com.
Dreamexplainer.com?
No, that's what it is. It means you've done something terrible that you don't want anyone to find out about.
If you consistently keep having those dreams as well.
But I haven't done something terrible, so I don't...
Well, okay, so hey, your dreams
let's analyse your dreams. What type of dreams are you having at the moment?
The last one was just... I don't really dream that much, you know? Like, I can't really remember my dreams like that.
You're just saying... Because I feel like I'm quite creative. That's probably why I dream a lot.
I can't really remember the last dream I had. I just know that there was a lion there.
Really?
You had a lion?
Yeah, I had a lion in the dream, and then there was a TV, but that's all I remember. So, yeah.
I don't know. But Francis, also, because you're now living in the countryside. I won't say your address this time. But now you're living in the countryside. Do you not sleep better?
Yeah, I do. I do sleep better.
Because we're talking to this person.
Because it's silent. I live in the middle of a valley with no other houses around. It's completely silent.
Yeah, but I don't like silence.
You got any animals?
So, there are lots of animals around, but I don't have any other. But
it's not like the wilderness. There's loads of like cheetahs.
I watch a lot of animals, birds, sheep. No, there's yes, I do sleep so much better because there's just no noise pollution. And I look outside my window and there are just so many stars. You can see because there's no light pollution either. So the stars are so clear. So yeah, I sleep.
Is that
really
your hobby? Is it stargazing?
Star watching.
Well, it's one of my hobbies.
I love that.
Have you got a telescope?
Telescope.
You got one there.
But I feel like hobbies get sometimes. I used to have hobbies. Like at one point, I used to collect stamps.
Oh,
I collect stamps.
But that doesn't surprise me. I would sort of expect that in a weird.
But more from I collect Chinese stamps.
It's quite niche as well. Why do you?
The Chinese stamps where the money is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. How much do they sell for? We're going to start getting fined. Want to collect some stamps?
They can sell for a lot, yeah.
Wait, but what hobbies do you have? Do you have anything that you... What is the thing that would surprise us about you that no one knows?
What hobbies do I have? Obviously, the steel pan thing. I could only play Jamelia Superstar, though, so that was one of them ones. I used to collect trolls. Mm. You know the trolls?
Did you?
Yeah, I used to have like a mass.
I look like a troll.
Yeah, you do look like a troll.
I don't look like
the hair needs to be more.
Yeah, he used to have. Do you remember his hair?
Yeah.
When my hair was a little bit more receded.
Yeah.
Now with my old hair.
Did you get a hair transplant?
Yes, I did get a hair transplant.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's that like?
What's it like?
Yeah.
It sucks, actually. I talk about it a lot. Do you want to have a look at the pictures of me having had a hair transplant?
Yeah.
So, I had a hair transplant and it was really actually intense. But I wasn't even worried about my hair receding that much. But my friend, a guy called Rodney, was getting
Rodney his... Rodney Trotter.
No, it's not Rodney. Rodney Mousy Heesham, actually.
Are you the posh Del boy?
No, this is... Okay, Snooty, you ready for this?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, so I had a hair transplant that was going to be completely relaxed, completely chilled. That was going to be just ever so chilled. This is what... Get ready, listeners, for this reaction.
Oh, my God. What is that? What is that?
It's disgusting as well.
What is that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, it's not that. That is. That's what they take hair follicles at the back of your head.
Is that what a hair follicle looks like?
Look at that. They take it from the back of your head and put it in the front of your head.
So what happens? Oh, then the
why are you in a conservatory then?
I'm not in a... What do you mean a conservatory? It's just...
Did you get it done in the...
In the conservatory? No, I don't know. But yeah, it's intense.
Gosh,
so I got a hair transplant. But it was literally the most... intense operation. You know, you're 8 hours in the chair.
You sit for eight hours
while they extract the hair follicles in the back of your head and they put it into the front of your head.
That's long. See, I just whack a wig on, and that means I'm ready to go.
Do you wear wigs?
Yeah. Yes, girl. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'll take the wigs and that. You know what I mean?
You can wear.
I've got about 25 at home.
But what different colours?
Yeah, ma'am. Different colours, different lengths, different fringes, different partings.
How do you stick it on?
I just actually just, it's a glueless wig, because so I just whack it on my head. I've got a little elastic band at the back.
Cool.
Yeah.
But what if you...
should have just done that.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. You could have got like a wig.
Get a wig. A
wig Mohican.
When did I went on my Vespa and it blew off? That would have been nothing good. But what happens if that happened?
No, Snooch, you can glue it as well.
Wait, Snooch, I'm saying, so what, come on, if so, say you're in the club in Ilford.
In Ilford, yeah.
You've just finished, what do I do about a whore emceeing on... the mic, and you pick up a guy, and you go home with him. He takes you home, and you whatever happens. What happens if he pulls your wig off?
That has happened before. It has happened, but he didn't actually notice.
I thought you were blonde.
he didn't notice though that the wig came off. He just realised he just didn't notice.
Getting
you know
some
what
milk
mean?
Or something. What something was he doing?
I mean, it was actually during the activity, so you know,
activities. Twister?
The sexual activity that was going on.
Sexual activity.
Yeah, I told him to be careful, but obviously stuff happens, and the wig went flying. So I was like, I weren't going to like try and put it back on. So I was like, do you know what? Let me just whack it off through it. But he still didn't really realise. And then when he woke up the next day, he was like, what is that? It's my hair.
Sorry, it's my pet.
It's my hair. You know what I mean?
Sorry, it's my pet.
But that came off. So I don't know.
Okay, well, this is interesting. I want to ask you about this because this is all in aid for World AIDS Day. And we partnered with MTV Staying Alive, and they talk a lot about sexual health. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but you can. Condoms. What are your thoughts on condoms? Be honest.
Condoms are fine, man. Use a condom. I don't see a problem with a condom.
You don't?
Make it sexy, do you know what I mean? Just roll up and be
draw like a face on it and make it sexy.
But if you're just like, you know,
this one's a spicy one.
Why do you have a spicy condom?
That is really oh my god.
We
got any more?
Spicy it is.
Is it spicy?
This is amazing, you know. Is that that?
Wait, so you're a fan of them? If you ever
chocolate strawberry.
If you hook up,
I'm not sure if I would want this one in my vagina though.
No, the spicy
one. It's gonna make it so really light.
Yeah, but it might not be. It might just be, you know, instead of like spicy, it might be spicy.
Nah, set my vagina on fire. You see this? This is spicy, you know.
Wow. And he'll be like next day, I wore a condom.
No. Oh my god.
So you're a big fan of condoms. You think people should wear them 100%?
Yeah, right? I think you can make it look good, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, you see a guy that you like, that you've been dating, just be like, hey, look what I got.
Yeah, Jamie.
Come on with me tonight.
Condom uses a fan going
up. What are you saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, make it look sexy. Do you know what I mean?
But this, okay, but this
wrap
is,
up.
But this is also the interesting thing, right, Kate?
What's the interesting
thing? Well, as a girl, right, do you say to the guy... Do you have a condom, or do you say to the guy, do you have a condom?
Oh, I don't.
How do you approach that situation?
I don't really ask. I just, I literally just do that. Like,
just bring one.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, if he's not going to bring one out.
Just wear my wig.
Yeah, just hold my wig for a second. Let me just get my condom from out underneath it. Yeah. I just, do you know what I mean? I just wave it. If he doesn't bring it out, then I'll just bring mine out.
I guess you shouldn't assume that someone else will bring it. Because
yeah, exactly.
Then neither of you might bring it, and then you might not be able to have sex.
That's true. That's true, Phil. That's true.
Yeah, but, you know, you can just always cuddle. And
I really thought this was going to go somewhere else.
Well, I thought it was as well, and then I backed up straight away. I was going to say something, and then I felt like, no.
You were going to encourage unsafe sex.
No, I wasn't going to encourage
that. Yeah, you were.
No, I'm a huge activist in people wearing condoms.
Are you a huge activist?
Yeah. Mate, I'm on the streets with billboards.
You're a huge activist.
Yeah, I go to parties dressed as a condom.
Well, now you're gonna have to live up to that self-styled title.
Hey, Snooch, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Dude, listen,
as I said, you're the coolest person to come on the podcast. You're super funny. You're the best. Yeah. Hey, follow you on Instagram. Check you out on Ready One Extra. Coming out when?
April.
Yes. Big it up.
We can't wait to come on.
Take a whole bunch of condoms. Hey, we love you to bits. Thank you. So, and take it all. Before you go though,
you have to. Condom. Oh, sorry.
Since before you go, you have to leave our audience with something inspirational.
Oh, something inspirational. I would say is if you go to a park, make sure you know the distance of where the toilet is, because obviously I have shat in a park before and buried my shorts underneath a tree. So you know, so just make sure you know the distance of the toilet.
I hope you brought the VIP.
I didn't know about it at them times. Do you know what I mean? Didn't know about that. And. Just because you get no's doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep going. Do you know what I mean? Like, not every no is a bad thing. Sometimes it just means that you're not ready for it. Have I got a bag up my nose?
No.
Sorry. Recently I got a bag.
No,
like,
you were going somewhere that was so sweet. No, so, yeah. So say that again.
Basically, if you get a no's, it shouldn't stop you from, like, continuing to go. It's just all about timing and, like, things are supposed to happen at the right time. Do you know what I mean?
Keep at it.
So, yeah, that's my...
Hey, you rock, honey. Nice. Give it up. Snooze shy, everybody.
Love you guys.
So great, thank you so much. Hey, I told you, man, what a just the absolute best person in the world. Our guests today have just been
guests. We've had some great guests.
I'm just gonna actually Instagram her on her way out, even though Snooch, where are you? There she is.
Hello.
Hey.
You don't have to come back in. I'm just dropping condoms as you go. You're waving with them. Bye, Snoochie. You dream.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.